This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Donald Trump with a cabinet vote from office and declare what is obvious to a horrified nation that the president is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. The Democrats proceeded even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. Pence made his intentions known late Tuesday night in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, citing the mechanism should not be used as a means of punishment or usurpation and reserved for cases of medical or mental incapacitation. Meantime, a small group of growing number of Republican lawmakers is signaling support for impeaching President Trump after his supporters stormed the Capitol last week to try to upend his reelection defeat, leaving five people dead. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Party's House leadership team, said Tuesday that she would vote to impeach Trump, adding that there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. While an impeachment resolution would be almost certain to pass, conviction by the Senate and removal from office is far from certain. The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say some of the 10,000 National Guard troops deployed to Washington, D.C. to help secure the area ahead of the President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be armed. The decision by the U.S. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy comes as the FBI has warned of armed protests being planned for Washington in the run-up to the January 20th inauguration. One of the officials said the troops would not be the first line of defense and would be supporting law enforcement agencies, but given the threat around the Capitol, troops needed to be equipped with their weapons for self-defense. The increased security also comes after hundreds of supporters of President Trump ransacked the Capitol building as Congress was in session to certify Biden's win, battling with police, sending lawmakers fleeing for safety. Washington's mayor urging the public to not come to the city for the inauguration ceremony in light of the security concerns. The military's top leaders have issued a written reminder to all U.S. service members that the deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week was an anti-democratic criminal act and that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. The memo signed by all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is unusual in that the military leadership felt compelled to remind service members that it was wrong to disrupt the constitutional process. The memo was issued Tuesday amid worry about renewed violence on Inauguration Day next Wednesday. The United States is releasing millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses it was holding back for use as second shots in the inoculate Americans older than 65, as well as Americans with underlying health conditions. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said Tuesday the new strategy would not interfere with Americans waiting for a first dose. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said more than 9 million Americans had been given their first COVID-19 vaccination doses as of Monday morning. That is less than a third of the total doses distributed to states by the U.S. government. States, not the federal government, are responsible for administering the vaccines to their citizens. Meantime, while COVID-19 cases continue to spike across the U.S., many state leaders are showing reluctance to order further lockdowns. The details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting remote, VOA News.